This is the full text case of Joselito R. Pimentel versus Maria Crisantine L. Pimentel and People of the Philippines, GR number 172060, September 13, 2001. The case before the court is a petition for review assailing the decision of the Court of Appeals promulgated on March 20, 2006 in CAGR SB number 91867. The antecedent facts. The facts are stated in the Court of Appeals decision. On October 25, 2004, Maria Crisantine Pimentel E. Lacap, private respondent, filed an action for frustrated parricide against Joselito R. Pimentel petitioner, docketed as criminal case number Q04130415 before the Regional Trial Court of Quezon City, which was raffled to Branch 223, RTC Quezon City. On February 7, 2005, petitioner received summons to appear before the Regional Trial Court of Antipolo City, Branch 72 RTC Antipolo for the pretrial and trial of civil case number 047392, Maria Crisantine Lorenza L. Pimentel v. Joselito Pimentel for declaration of nullity of marriage under Section 36 of the Family Code on the ground of psychological incapacity. On February 11, 2005, petitioner filed an urgent motion to suspend the proceedings before the RTC Quezon City on the ground of the existence of a prejudicial question. Petitioner asserted that since the relationship between the offender and the victim is a key element in parricide, the outcome of civil case number 047392 would have a bearing in the criminal case filed against him before the RTC Quezon City. The decision of the trial court, the RTC Quezon City issued an order dated May 13, 2005, holding the dependency of the case before the RTC Antipolo is not a prejudicial question that warrants the suspension of the criminal case before it. The RTC Quezon City held that the issues in criminal case number Q04130415 are the injury sustained by respondent and whether the case could be tried even if the validity of petitioner's marriage with respondent is in question. The RTC ruled, wherefore, on the basis of the foregoing, the motion to suspend proceedings on the ground of the existence of a prejudicial question is for lack of merit denied. So ordered. Petitioner filed a motion for reconsideration in its August 22, 2005 order. The RTC City denied the motion. Petitioner filed a petition for certiorari with application for a writ of preliminary injunction and or temporary restraining order before the Court of Appeals assailing the May 13, 2005 and August 22, 2005 orders of the RTC Quezon City. The decision of the Court of Appeals. In its March 20, 2006 decision, the Court of Appeals dismissed the petition. The Court of Appeals ruled that in the criminal case for frustrated parricide, the issue is whether the offender commenced the commission of the crime of parricide directly by overt acts and did not perform all the acts of execution by reason of some cause or accident other than his own spontaneous desistance. On the other hand, the issue in the civil action for annulment of marriage is whether petitioner is psychologically incapacitated to comply with the essential marital obligations. The Court of Appeals ruled that even if the marriage between petitioner and respondent would be declared void, it would be immaterial to the criminal case because prior to the declaration of nullity, the alleged acts constituting the crime of frustrated parricide had already been committed. The Court of Appeals ruled that all that is required for the charge of frustrated parricide is that at the time of the commission of the crime, the marriage is still subsisting. Petitioner filed the petition for review before this court, assailing the Court of Appeals decision. The issue, the only issue in this case, is whether the resolution of the action for annulment of marriage is a prejudicial question that warrants the suspension of the criminal case for frustrated parricide against petitioner. The ruling of the court, the petition has no merit. Civil case must be instituted before the criminal case. Section 7, Rule 111 of 2000 Rules on Criminal Procedure provides Section 7, Elements of Prejudicial Question. The elements of a prejudicial questions are: Letter A, the previously instituted civil action involves an issue similar or intimately related to the issue raised in the subsequent criminal action, and B, the resolution of such issue determines whether or not the criminal action may proceed. The rule is clear that the civil action must be instituted first before the filing of the criminal action. In this case, the information for frustrated parricide was dated August 30, 2004. It was raffled to RTC Quezon City on October 25, 2004. As per the stamp date of receipt on the information, the RTC Quezon City set criminal case number Q0413-0415 for pretrial and trial on February 14, 2005. Petitioner was served summons in civil case number 047392 on February 7, 2005, respondent's petition in civil case number 047392 was dated November 4, 2004 and was filed on November 5, 2004. Clearly, the civil case for annulment was filed after the filing of the criminal case for frustrated parricide. As such, the requirement of Section 7, Rule 111, 2000 Rules in Criminal Procedure was not met since the civil action was filed subsequent to the filing of the criminal action. Annulment of marriage is not a prejudicial question in criminal case for parricide. Further, the resolution of the civil action is not a prejudicial question that would warrant the suspension of the criminal action. There is a prejudicial question when a civil action and criminal action are both pending, and there exists in the civil action an issue which must be preemptively resolved before the criminal action may proceed, because howsoever the issue raised in the civil action is resolved would be determinative of the guilt or innocence of the accused in the criminal case. A prejudicial question is defined as one that arises in a case that the resolution of which is a logical antecedent of the issue involved therein, and the cognizance of which pertains to another tribunal. It is a question based on a fact distinct and separate from the crime, but so intimately connected with it that it determines the guilt or innocence of the accused, and for it to suspend the criminal action, it must appear not only that said case involved facts intimately related to those upon which the criminal prosecution would be based, but also that in the resolution of the issue or issues raised in the civil case, the guilt or innocence of the accused would necessarily be determined. The relationship between the offender and the victim is a key element in the crime of parricide, which punishes any person who shall kill his father, mother, or child, whether legitimate or illegitimate, or any of his antecedents or descendants, or his spouse. The relationship between the offender and the victim distinguishes the crime of parricide from murder or homicide. However, the issue in the annulment of marriage is not similar or intimately related to the issue in the criminal case for parricide. Further, the relationship between the offender and the victim is not determinative of the guilt or innocence of the accused. The issue is in the civil case for annulment of marriage under Article 36 of the Family Code is whether petitioner is psychologically incapacitated to comply with essential marital obligations. The issue in parricide is whether the accused killed the victim. In this case, since petitioner was charged with recited parricide, the issue is whether he performed all the acts of execution which would have killed respondent as a consequence, but which nevertheless did not produce it by reason of causes independent of petitioner's will. At the time of the commission of the alleged crime, petitioner and respondent were married. The subsequent dissolution of marriage in case the petition in civil case number 047392 is granted will have no effect on the alleged crime that was committed at the time of the subsistence of the marriage. In short, even if the marriage between petitioner and respondent is annulled, petitioner could still be held criminally liable since at the time of the commission of the alleged crime, he was still married to respondent. We cannot accept petitioner's reliance on Tenebro versus Court of Appeals that the judicial declaration of nullity of marriage on the ground of psychological incapacity retroacts to the date of the celebration of the marriage insofar as the vinculum between the spouses is concerned. First, the issue in Tenebro is the effect of the judicial declaration of nullity of a second or subsequent marriage on the ground of psychological incapacity on a criminal liability for bigamy. There was no issue of prejudicial question in that case. Second, the court ruled in Tenebro that there is a recognition written into law itself that such a marriage, although void ab initio, may still produce legal consequences. In fact, the court declared in that case that the declaration of the nullity of the second marriage on the ground of psychological incapacity is of absolutely no moment insofar as the state's penal law are concerned. In view of the foregoing, the court upholds the decision of the Court of Appeals. The trial in criminal case number Q0413-0415 may proceed as the resolution of the issue in civil case number 047392 is not determinative of the guilt or innocence of petitioner in the criminal case. Wherefore, we deny the petition. We affirm the March 20, 2006 decision of the Court of Appeals in CAGR SP number 91867.